I'm currently lying on my bed in my hotel room, the Butterfly on Wellington in Hong Kong. I am shattered. This has been a manic week so far, in a good way. Although the build-up and anticipation for this particular week, I did not enjoy. Crazily formulating a workshop amongst loads of other work, and unusually, because these things are normally sorted out for me, very spoilt, I know, I had to sort out my flights and all kinds of stuff, which not used to booking international flights for work, especially when I've got to go England to Singapore and then to Hong Kong and then back to England. Finding the most affordable last minute flights, because it was pretty last minute when I booked stuff. I had to actually came through Hong Kong, changed in Hong Kong to go to Singapore, and now I'm back in Hong Kong. But I didn't leave the airport first time around. But getting into the airport today, it was a good just 4 hours from Singapore, and that's nice. And I've been in this kind of time zone for just 7 hours different to the UK, 7 hours in advance for the last 4 days or so. So I'm starting to adjust just in time for me to go back soon. So I should be okay tomorrow, hopefully, another full day's workshop. Came out of the airport, asked a girl, easiest way. Sorry, I actually got the shuttle, the high-speed shuttle from the airport into the central station. And then I asked there, there's someone who was coming out as well, a girl. I said, what's the quickest way downtown into town to Wellington Street? And she says, oh, I'm driving past there in a taxi, in her taxi. So she kindly let me jump in her taxi and then didn't want any money or anything. It's a super nice introduction. To although this person has just moved from Singapore, and she's saying everybody's so much nicer in Singapore compared to Hong Kong. She doesn't really get on that well with people, because technically she was originally from mainland China, and they don't seem to like mainland Chinese folk. But nice person, and I was literally dropped off at the doorstep of my hotel, and yeah, great. It's a comfortable little boutique-y hotel. No breakfast facilities, but plenty of places to eat out and about. I just went out and about and explored just up the nearest two roads, which one of them was filled with bars, with everybody hanging outside and drinking. And the other one had a few restaurants on. So I popped into, if I'm totally honest, a grimy, grotty little dumpling shop, and I particularly wanted grimy and grotty because it reminded me of travelling Southeast Asia many years ago, and I thought, wow, this is a bit of a flashback. So I sat down on the wet table from the dripping air conditioner above. I did check there wasn't something half bolted on that might fall off the roof onto my head whilst I was eating, and I ordered some delicious what were they, pork and cabbage dumplings, and selecting my chopsticks from the big bucket in the middle of the table, and a bit of chili and some soy sauce, and then I had a Tsingtao beer, a large beer. I didn't expect it to come as quite as big as it did, and yeah, dumplings and beer. As I was sat there, I could hear a violinist playing in the street. I did actually record some audio using Anchor, but the bandwidth is horrific here. I don't know what's going on. Very, very difficult to... I did have a VPN on my phone. I disconnected the VPN and things seemed to be a little bit better. But I lost the audio through reattempting to... to upload, when it kept saying upload failed. So I thought I'd just record this as a brief summary. Very different to Singapore. Singapore It's a strange place, Singapore. It seems to me very, I don't know, it's very surveilled, super surveilled, everything. You can't do anything without, you know, surprising you can buy bread without delivering your passport. Everything is monitored, everybody is monitored. And when I questioned a couple of the locals, they're almost scared to talk about it. And they say, oh, we're very much looked after here. We're really looked after. And I really thought that there's kind of no edge. I said to someone, where's the edge? Where's the edge? Where's the edginess? There's nothing, there's no danger, there's no, everything just seems pristine and curated, almost just if we're in this massive city prison and everybody, yes, feels safe, but Big Brother is watching kind of thing. And the person mentioned to me quietly later in the night, actually, I'm a part of a secret group and we smoke dope. Which was a really, really big deal. It is a really big deal there. When you enter the country, it's like death sentence for drug traffickers. And I'm like, you're not scared of the penalties? It says, oh, it's not as bad as trafficking, obviously. And, you know, we're not going to get killed for it. And but it's still a really big deal. And so that made me feel a little bit like it was a normal society. So there was a lot of drinking last night. Free, amazing wine at a party. And I was invited to the party by a couple of the attendees of the video workshop I was running, who were running the registration on this party. So they said, don't worry, you can get in. It's free beer and VR all night. Beer and virtual reality. They don't really mix that well, to be honest. Well, I actually had the wine anyway. And the VR was just a few of the older Samsung devices which everybody's had a go on, and there's some interesting stuff out there, but I've had a go on most of it in the past, over the past few years in fact. So everybody very, very excited about VR because it was a over the air kind of television stroke future of television conference. At least the attendees were. Met some interesting guys from Bollywood, and we all went on to some very strange nightclub. I will not repeat the weirdness of that nightclub. Not right now. But wow, I was kind of glad to get out of it. The seedy underbelly continued to reveal itself, despite the pristine, shiny, safe streets of Singapore. So, quite a juxtaposition here in Hong Kong. And I'm only here for tomorrow and the next day, and at the end of the next day I'll be flying back to England, and that's going to be another chaotic week. I've got to adjust very quickly because I'm doing a talk in York, which I need to write on the plane if I can. I've been intended to do work on a plane. I can't do work on a plane. It's very difficult to work on a plane properly. Everything's in the cloud nowadays, so you haven't got access to most of your stuff, and when you do try to back up or just work with the apps you've got, then it's a pain in the bum. I'd save as much as I can to Instapaper and do what I can that way, but it's not conducive because you've normally had a glass of wine with your dinner. I notice the professionals don't. People who fly all the time don't seem to drink alcohol on the plane, and fair dues to them for that. I'm still learning, despite flying all over the world for the last couple of years. And, there was just some films I wanted to watch, so you just end up getting distracted. And, I'm going to have to do some stuff on the way back just to keep on top of stuff. So that's me. That's me in a floor 7 of a hotel, and there's at least 20-something floors in this hotel. If I open the curtains, I can see some very old Hong Kong and the lots of lit signs talking about stuff I don't understand because it's all in Chinese. And tomorrow, 7:30, I will be out and off to deliver my workshop for 9. So thanks for listening. I'll speak to you later. I haven't used Audioboo that much recently. I've been in other channels and other places, but it's good to be spouting into my spoffle onto my phone. And if there is anybody out there, Yeah, appreciate it. Take care. I've been spending most of the time on my newsletter, Back Channel, documentally.com/backchannel, where at least weekly I've been dropping my thoughts, feelings, and some of my findings there. So maybe I'll see you there. Take care.